Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Ninginam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Nagaland seeks stronger central support for power projects. Nagaland conducts tabletop exercise ahead of statewide emergency preparedness drill. MLA Y. Monde Mohamsoy calls for reforms in social practices, equal opportunities for women. And Met Department issues severe weather alert for northeast heavy rain likely in Nagaland. Now the news in detail. Nagaland has sought stronger central support for key power projects. Nagaland's Power Minister K.G. Kenye, along with Principal Secretary Dr. K.D. Vizo and other department officials, raised the matter with the Chairman of the Northeast Region Power Committee and Meghalaya Power Minister Medba Lingdor in Shillong yesterday. The Nagaland delegation requested the committee to recommend various projects submitted by the state's power department. Mr. Lingdor assured that the issues would be taken up with the Ministry of Power. The meeting also reviewed funding patterns for projects following recent policy changes by the Ministry of Power. The tabletop exercise for the 8th edition of the Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, commenced today at the State Emergency Operations Center in Kohima. During the inaugural session, Chief Secretary and Chairman State Executive Committee Sentiyangor Imchin underscored the importance of strengthening disaster preparedness, evaluating the functioning of critical systems, identifying challenges, and building community awareness. He said the state has progressively strengthened its disaster response systems over the years through continuous learning and adaptation, stressing that preparedness must evolve with each exercise. The Chief Secretary urged Deputy Commissioners, District Disaster Management Authorities, and departments to identify shortcomings rather than focusing on performance.
These gaps should be identified so that we can prepare ourselves better. So that is one point that I would really like to put across to everyone, so that we build a system which takes care of everything to the extent possible. No system on earth can be perfect, but we should try to be as near to perfect as possible.
Mr. Imchin urged all stakeholders to approach the exercise with seriousness and treat it as an opportunity to strengthen institutional capacities and build a more resilient disaster response system in Nagaland. Home Commissioner Nagaland Abhijit Sinha said the tabletop exercise provides an opportunity for departments to review procedures, clarify command and control structures, and improve the flow of information during emergencies. He pointed out that disasters often demand swift action and precise communication, and such simulations help participants better understand their roles and responsibilities. Lead consultant MENIRS National Disaster Management Authority Sudhir Bal emphasized that disaster management is not the sole responsibility of the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, but requires a whole-of-government approach with all departments working together during major emergencies. Tabletop exercises were conducted across districts today as part of preparations for NAPEX 2026 aimed at boosting disaster response and coordination ahead of tomorrow's mock drill. In Dimapur, the session focused on response strategies and inter-agency coordination. Key locations identified for the mock drill included the DC office, Government Higher Secondary School Purana Bazar, Holotoli School Naharbari, West Side Store Daroga Pathar, Indian Oil Kevijau, and PHC Purana Bazar. At Perin, officials reviewed earthquake and extreme weather scenarios with drills to be conducted at both Perin Town and Jaluke Town. In Zuneboto, district officials joined the state-level exercise virtually. Similar exercises were also held in Longleng, Noklak and Seminyu. The statewide Nagaland Emergency Preparedness Exercise, NEPEX, will be conducted tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, featuring a simulated magnitude 7.7 earthquake and extreme weather scenario. Simultaneously, a civil defense air raid and blackout exercise under Operation Night Guard will be carried out for 15 minutes, starting from 6:30 p.m. in designated civil defense towns across 10 districts: Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wokha, Zuneboto, Mon, Pek, Tuensang, Perin, and Kifire. In this regard, the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority has issued an advisory urging public not to panic during the mock exercise and to extend full cooperation to the authorities. Further, during the blackout phase, citizens have been advised to switch off all non-essential lighting, including solar-powered systems and inverters, as well as vehicle headlights. Authorities have urged citizens to actively participate to make the exercise a success. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA Y. Monbimo Hamsoy today called for reforms in societal practices, equal opportunities and promoting fair distribution of wealth among sons and daughters. Addressing the second day of the 9th Lota Iloy Hoho Conference, he acknowledged the sacrifices and silent contributions of women. The MLA also highlighted the recent HSLC and HSSLC results, where girls outperformed boys. Principal Judge Wonchibeni V. Paton, speaking on the theme Achieving Gender Equality in Nagaland, noted progress made by women while raising concerns over customary practices in areas such as divorce and child custody. She emphasized that discrimination often begins at home and calls for equal treatment and property rights. Meanwhile, President of Central Nagaland Women's Association, Dr. Anungla Iyer, urged women to speak out against injustice and work collectively for positive societal change. The Federation of Indian Export Organizations, FIEO, recently held a series of meetings in Nagaland to explore stronger trade cooperation and a strategic partnership with the state government. The FIEO delegation, led by Director General and CEO Dr. Ajay Sahai, met state leader including Advisor for Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu and IDAN Chairman Abu Mehta. Discussions focus on tapping Nagaland's export potential in handloom, handicrafts, agro-based and organic products. FIEO noted that while the Northeast contributes less than 1% to India's total exports, Nagaland has shown strong performance, ranking third in the Export Preparedness Index 2024. The meetings also involve senior bureaucrats, including Chief Secretary Sentiyangar Imchin, as well as entrepreneurs and women self-help groups. The first ever workshop on capacity building plan development using AI tools began today at the Administrative Training Institute, ATI, in Kohima. The two-day workshop on IGOT, or Integrated Online Government Training, Karma Yogi, is organized by the Personnel and Administrative Reforms Department in collaboration with ATI with resource persons from Center Capacity Building Commission. Speaking at the inaugural session, Additional Chief Secretary Agriculture and ATI Director General Shashank Shekhar said the fundamental role of the government is to work for the people, adding that efficient and responsive governance has a direct impact on society. Altogether, 65 participants from 35 departments are attending the workshop. Nagaland Public Service Commission (NPSC) has invited online applications for the Common Educational Services Examinations 2026 for direct recruitment under the state government. The examination will be conducted to fill various vacancies in the departments of higher education, school education, technical education, SCERT, and College of Teachers Education. The vacant posts include assistant professors, lecturers, graduate teachers, and postgraduate teachers. Detailed eligibility criteria and other information are available on the commission official website npsc.nagaland.gov.in. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has issued a severe weather warning for the northeast, forecasting thunderstorms and heavy rainfall across all states.
If we see the weather warning, so you can see that mainly northeast and east India likely to experience severe thunderstorm with possibility of heavy to very heavy rainfall and extremely heavy rainfall of Assam, Meghalaya and some island West Bengal and Sikkim, heavy to very heavy rainfall of Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh. Main zone is of thunderstorm and heavy rainfall is northeast India. So according to red color is given to Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram.
Nagaland is expected to experience very heavy rainfall in isolated areas until the 4th of May. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Nagaland seeks stronger central support for power projects. Nagaland conducts tabletop exercise ahead of statewide emergency preparedness drill. MLA Y. Monbimo Hamsoy calls for reforms in social practices, equal opportunities for women. And Met Department issues severe weather alert for northeast, heavy rain likely in Nagaland. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.